The Minister for Education has urged schools to take part in the summer programme for children with special educational needs or from disadvantaged backgrounds. Last year, 58,000 children and young people participated in the scheme, which runs in both primary and second level schools. In the past, the programme has been criticised because of the relatively low number of schools taking part. This year, for the first time, free school meals will be part of the scheme. The Minister for Education and Youth, Helen McEntee, is with us. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Richard.
One of the big problems with this programme, as I say, has been that too few schools participate. And this is something that's been raised several times over the years. How are you going to encourage more schools to take part?
Well, firstly, if I could just say that this is a really important initiative. This is a programme which allows young children, be it with special educational needs or children from disadvantaged backgrounds, to come into that school setting to engage in a summer programme outside of the normal school hours. And for many children, it's a really important structure. It's a really important time for them. I met with students this morning in Paradise Place, a wonderful school in the north inner city. And just even speaking to them, it's really important for those children. They meet their friends. They go on trips, but it's a structure, it's a support, it's a resource, and it's really important that as many children as possible can access that. You've just mentioned the fact that 58,000 students partook in the summer programme last year.
But you would like more to take part.
Absolutely, but that's an increase of 20% on the year before alone. So the budget this year is 62 million euro. It's the highest budget we've ever had. I want that budget to increase, and obviously that's for a later date when we'll have discussions into the summer months. But it's really important that every child has access to it. So I have to commend the principals, parents, the teachers, the SNAs and all of those who have made it happen. And of course, I want to encourage more to allow students
so
to partake in this.
So how do you do that? Because a survey carried out for an Oireachtas committee a couple of years back found that the main reasons why schools don't provide the service is that they can't get the staff, they can't get the SNAs they need, they can't get the teachers they need, often because they're just burnt out at the end of the year. So what do you do about that?
Well, I think we need to continue to support and increase resources for our teachers, for our special education teachers, for our SNAs. The very fact that the number of schools taking part has increased by 20% and the number of students availing of it has increased means that there are more people coming forward. In particular, there's been a real focus on special schools over the last 2 years, and that alone and that focus and that increase in resources has meant an 85% increase in the number of special schools taking part. So this is about speaking to teachers, and when I was in the school this morning, I had the opportunity to speak to the principal, to speak to some of the teachers that are rolling out the programme, to hear from them what they need. It is about capitation, it's about making sure we financially support the teachers and SNAs in the most appropriate way possible. And again, as I've said, the budget is the highest ever, so I want to ensure that budget continues to increase. We also need to remove any possible obstacles, and you mentioned at the outset the school meals programme, which is a really important programme, making sure that no child is going to school hungry, that every child will have access to a meal. That's now being extended into the summer school programme. And we know
Will that be there for every child who takes part in this programme?
That will be there for any school that is currently part of the Hot School Meals programme. And we know it's available to any school that wants it, if they then seek it for the summer months as well. So it can be a 2 week programme that some schools partake in. It can be 5 weeks. If it's 5 weeks, then the school meals would be provided. In particular, when you think about schools where there are children coming from disadvantaged areas, you know, if you think you haven't had your breakfast, you haven't had your lunch, how hard it is to concentrate, how hard it is to do anything, simply by providing that food and that meal, as well as that nurturing and that supportive environment.
Okay.
The positivity that that can create and the positive influence that that can have on that young person's life is immense.
But as you know, this ties into one of the biggest issues facing your department, and you're new to the department. What are you going to do about the general shortage of teachers, which your party leader has acknowledged is a serious problem?
Well, firstly, again, I think it's important to acknowledge that there's been a lot of progress made. So we have almost 15,000 special education teachers. That's been a massive increase in recent years. We have and will have, I think, by this September, about 23,000 SNAs. That's a 100% increase in
the
last 10
years.
There
are a lot of vacancies, though. The latest figures compiled by the INTO showed that there were almost 1,000 vacancies in primary and special schools.
And I'm saying we need to do more. So we've seen an increase in special education teachers, in SNAs. We've seen an increase in primary school teachers and an increase in secondary school teachers. But we need to do more. It's about resources.
What is
that? It's about making
sure. What is it you're going to do?
Well, firstly, it's about making sure we continue to invest. So we've seen the education budget increase year on year. Our special education budget is now close to a third of that overall figure. I want to make sure that I address any of the issues that are either preventing people from coming into the profession, where people are leaving, or that we can encourage them back. So in the coming weeks, and I've started working on this already with my department, I intend to set out a number of measures that I hope to take in the short term, but also looking more long term, that will hopefully, and I hope, address some of the shortages that we have. We know the shortages are more acute in secondary school in certain subjects. So I intend in the coming weeks to set out what I hope in the short term, but in the longer term.
So what are you thinking of? What sort of measures are you talking about there?
Again, I'm going to set them out in the next couple of weeks, in the very early stages.
Well,
are
you
ruling
anything out? Like, say, one thing that has been suggested is that because the problem is particularly acute in the Dublin area, maybe there could be a Dublin allowance similar to that paid in London.
What I'll say is I'm not ruling anything out, and I think it's important to not rule anything out. I'm very conscious the issue that you've mentioned is not just applicable to teachers, it's applicable to lots of different people who
are living
and working in the city. We
heard earlier about public health nurses. It's an issue there as well.
And I think as a government, if we are to move on any one profession, we need to make sure that it's applicable to others. So that's a conversation that I've had and that I hope to have and continue to have with my colleagues in government.
It sounds as though you're not ruling it out anyway.
I don't think we should rule anything out here. Absolutely not. I think for me, the most important thing is to listen to teachers, to listen to those who are in leadership positions in our schools, to understand what it is that is potentially preventing them from going into the profession, from leaving it. But also we know that there are others who have, for different reasons, travelled abroad. What is it that would make them come home as well? So that's my intention, and I hope to set that out in the coming weeks.
OK, just one other thing. Sinn Féin this lunchtime saying that they've written to the Tánaiste, to Simon Harris, asking him to make a statement and answer Dáil questions about Senator Martin Conway. Will he be doing that?
Well, the Tánaiste has just answered a question on this in the Dáil a couple of moments ago, and I think he's been very open and transparent on this issue. He's responded to media questions about it as well. Senator Conway resigned from the parliamentary party when it became apparent that he had been arrested in January. I think it was the right thing to do. I think it was the appropriate measure. We have a conduct that we all sign when we become members of the party, and it sets very clearly that something like this should be brought to the party's attention. What the Tánaiste has now sought is an internal investigation, an internal inquiry into this, but potentially any other matters that the party might not be aware of. And I think it's really important that that is allowed to proceed, and the Tánaiste has been very clear that that should be proceeding.
And will it include the earlier issue? Because questions have been raised about why Senator Conway was cleared to run for the Shannon when he had paid €10,000 to a charity after allegedly acting inappropriately towards a Fine Gael staff member.
Well, what's clear is that this is an incident that happened quite some time ago. It happened nearly 8 years ago. At the time, there was a process. There was a disciplinary process. There was engagement with the woman in question. And my understanding, and it's only in recent times that I've become aware of this, is that this was dealt with at the time. It was dealt with to the satisfaction of the young woman in question.
So it won't be reopened?
I don't think it will be. I think if there is a procedure in place, if something is adhered to and I suppose a matter is closed, it's very difficult to then reopen a matter that has been closed. But I think it's important now that the separate investigation is allowed to take its course. And I think the Tánaiste has been very open, very honest, very transparent in answering questions, as I said, as recently as today in the Dáil on this.
All right. Minister for Education and Youth, Helen McEntee, thank you for being with us this lunchtime. We'll have more on the programme after a short break.